Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte McMurray Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, the teen librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations, so I'm working on the digital branch. The focus of today's episode of Meet Me at the Library is going to be library outreach. We're going to talk about programming available through the Charlotte McMurray Library System that allows the library to serve the community by meeting people where they are. With us today, we have Elizabeth Merkline, who works as a library services specialist at Imaginon in the Spangler Library, which is the library for the small children.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We have Merrill Leonard, the outreach channel leader for the Charlotte McMurray Library System. And we have Colleen Krantz, a library services specialist at Independence Regional Library in Charlotte. Helene, would you like to tell us something about you and what you do?
Well, I would love to. I've actually worked in libraries in four different states, everything from working in a medical school library at a university to a school library for intermediate grades 4 to 6 students. I worked in a district library in Pennsylvania in technical services, and fortunately, moving to Charlotte, I was able to get in to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library.
Thank you. Merrill, will you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at the library?
My name is Merrill Leonard. I have worked with Charlotte Mecklenburg Library for approximately 24 and a half years. I work very closely with library leadership. I also manage the outreach department as well as outreach throughout our system. And I also have a very strong role working within the community.
All right. Elizabeth, why don't you tell us something about you?
Well, I tell you, it's great to be here. Feel the warmth in the room, even though the weather's kind of crummy outside. Yep. I'm in a unique position right now. A lot of people think I should be, quote, aren't you retiring? Because so many people in the system have been retiring or within my little age group. And I says, no, I'm not ready to retire. Yeah. I'm having too much fun.
Well, I didn't think you were ready to retire.
No, but thank you, Jeff. But I'm having a great time at the job I do because I think everything I have participated with and in and maybe was organizer has led me to this position in the library system. We traveled as a family. We were military for many, many years. I grew up in a family that, you know, diversity was embraced, you know, our neighbors, our family, our whatever, you know. And then traveling, you know, was that opportunity as well. Allowed me be comfortable with flexibility.
Good.
It allowed me to be organized, not afraid to try new things. I think that's where it's come to. Participated with outreach for many, many, many years, and here in our library system. Now I'm at Imaginon, which is a unique situation because I like to think, yes, we do some outreach as we go out, but so many of our, what I call our outreaches, they come to us.
In reach,
there you go. And so that's been something for me to say, you know what? Yeah, these are from our community. These little people, big people, they all come in. I have things I can offer. I mean, share with them. And then I see the rest of the staff doing the same thing. So in-house outreach, people probably get tired of me saying it, but outreach is so critical. It is so important. And if there is a tiny part of me, yeah, I desperately miss being able to be out there full-time doing it. But right now, I'm having a heck of a good time with what I'm doing and being able to touch so many different areas of what our services are for the library.
Right. Good. Check www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. Okay, so I know that outreach, we have an outreach department at the library, and then we have outreach at the branches. So can someone give us, or Merrill, can you tell us what is the relationship of the branches with the outreach department?
The relationship is that we all have the same goal. The outreach department has the flexibility of being able to do and provide programs for the 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day that they're on staff. There are not other duties that they have to do. Outreach is a priority. In the locations, we're still trying to reach our community, but there are other duties and responsibilities mm-hmm. as well. So I think the relationship is more of the percentage of time allocated to outreach, but also, again, we have that same goal, we work together. So if there's a community that a certain location can't reach that's in their area, we're gonna work together as an outreach mm-hmm. team to make sure a program or service gets done. We can alternate right. times. That's something I okay. really like doing. If I work with a location, and they may decide, well, we can only offer once a week, but we see a strong need, then we may have an outreach staff person alternate that time with them. We may work together. And this is something that I'm really looking at coming down the line, is as we increase our card users, mm-hmm. we want to use outreach to make that goal come to light. So if we have outreach staff members, department staff members doing a program, I would love to have someone from a location at the site with them, helping with circulation and telling people about our online services. We not only want them to be card holders, we want them to be active card users, and outreach is a great springboard for that to happen. Sure. So that's a little bit of how the relationship can work. I really keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And I love how opportunities come, and I don't keep it in a department. I just pair everyone up. We just finished with the Eat and Meet Mecklenburg County and City officials.
Okay.
And we had 6 opportunities to be at these community events. My team was only at 1 event. It was all over the community, so we had wonderful staff from several of our locations participate in that. And one of the outcome of that was staff met different community agencies they can partner with. They connected themselves with their community and had customers come into our locations. And they even had the opportunity to meet our city and county officials. And it showed the value of the library.
Right.
And again, that's part of that relationship. There's things that the outreach department can do very specifically well, and they have the time allocated. And there's things the locations can do, but we all do it better when we work together.
Sure. All right.
I can speak to being from Independence. When I was hired in 2012, I started as a part-time person. And during that fiscal year, our branch was focused on the senior population. So I went to the manager at the time was mm-hmm. Luan Pringle, and I proposed doing an outreach program for seniors. But I was only part-time. So what he came to, he said, we can allot you to do a program once every other month, because mm-hmm. of it was only a 19-hour a week position.
Sure.
But the fact that he gave me free rein, and what did I do? I just started cold calling places, mm-hmm. senior living places, and probably the 8th or 9th one that I called, someone actually called me back. Mm-hmm. And it was Plantation Estates in Matthews, and the activities director said, we would love to have you come in. So I arranged a meeting, found out about the population, and this population, so it's a skilled nursing unit. Nobody okay. leaves to go to a branch
yeah.
from this population. So just meeting with the people, and the population, some of the people had memory issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, and then there was the other group who were, they were there because of their physical disabilities and serious health issues. And so meeting with this population, I couldn't do a standard book club type thing. So I just would create my own programming. A lot of it was talking, using materials from the library and referring to those in sections, reading like small sections. I would have to parse through a book and just pick out, you know, a few sentences here, a paragraph here, and then fill it in with talking and making eye contact with them. That was very important. I took on recently another outreach group, this senior nutrition center, and this population, they're very, very engaged. So I utilized my books in another way, but again, making a lot of eye contact and bringing in other resources. It's very interesting to see how these two populations are so different,
right.
and yet I can use material from one group to the other, and I just you know, switch it up, make changes.
Okay.
You know, thinking back, one of the first times I met with the skilled nursing unit, I had just started my program, and one of the residents who had Alzheimer's suddenly started screaming, and she said, "My baby, my baby!" Apparently, when she was brought in for my program, the little baby doll that she had was left in her room, and she suddenly realized she didn't have her baby. And I remember, like, what do I do? Because she literally was just screaming.
Yeah.
And the aide suddenly ran out. You know, she ran out to get the baby.
Right.
And I was frozen. It's like, well, I can't talk over the screaming. So I just looked around the room, and I said, let's take a little pause. And it, what seemed like an eternity, which was probably no more than maybe a minute, the aide came running back in the room with this baby doll that she gave to this woman. And then she quieted down, and I continued with my program. But I remember as soon as I got back, I got in touch with Meryl. And I was like, this happened. What should I have done? Did I, you know, is there, do you have any suggestions? Basically, she said, what I did was fine. But it was one of the first times that I did my program, and being a newbie at it, it was interesting to see how that could happen.
Right.
And I think back, and now I just chuckle about it. But, you know, the important thing is everyone who comes to the program, they get something out of it. And there seems to be a core group at my Plantation Estates program where they're very, very vested and what I present. And then, of course, the ones with severe memory issues, some of them nod off. And maybe part of it is we meet right before they go to lunch. So that maybe that time of day isn't the greatest, but
right.
It's what works for their programming schedule. And I'm flexible in that, you know, if they need me to come at a different time, then that's fine as well. So I just, you know, just thinking back, it's very satisfying. As I said, my satisfaction, it seems to be equal between my two groups for different reasons. I just feel it's so important for the skilled nursing unit to have someone come in because they're relevant. And just because they are not physically able to come to a program in the library, they are so deserving of having their programs. So, I'm thrilled that I can be a part of that.
Great. So, you're being flexible and, you know, you're having these heartwarming or heart-wrenching things happen all at the same time. So, Elizabeth, being that you work at a library branch, can you tell us more about the outreach efforts that you are part of?
I have to say, we are a branch, but we're unique in the sense that, you know, we're considered more of a destination library because of Children's Theater, Children's Library, and then we have the Teen Library as well. I have to say I'm very proud of, we are making strides for outreach programs going on. I participate in 1-2 hours a week with the Spanish community under Barbara Casanovas. And then there's other outreaches that some of the other staff participate in with different school groups. And our hope is we go on and we're working on the schedule that more staff, more outreach opportunities. And it's also, it's educating the whole staff. You know, for so long, I think we were thought of everything happens in that building, it stays in that building.
Yeah.
No, it's not true. It all comes out. Those doors are open. And we go out of those doors just like at the branches. And we're doing it now, and we're doing it more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm excited about. But, we're participating with outreaches. I know Circulation is doing, one's doing a book club. Somebody else is doing the cards, set up tables at different places, you know, that kind of thing. I know the Teen Loft, that staff is involved with different outreach programs. I have to say, I don't know the whole list. I just know from when we meet and have conversations, but just how involved everyone is getting in the building, the Teen Loft, the Children's Library. And I'm happy to say I'm hearing more and more and more, more connections, more, well, I think I can go do this, or let's plan to go do this.
Yeah.
And I'm going, this is pretty exciting. and let's do this and let's do that. Yeah. So we're a little different from the branches on how everything is, but I don't know. I think that we strive and we see the opportunities, and with under the direction of Merrill, my manager, and then us, our input is valued. You know, that's so important. One thing, see, and I'm going to tear up because this means a lot to me. When your opinion is valued as a staff member, it makes a heck of a difference in the job. Mm-hmm. And, and I'm not just saying this because I've got one of the channel leaders here with me. She's known me for a long time. You do too. I say what's on my mind and in my heart. But when we're valued, it makes a difference. And it makes a difference to the people that we service.
Right.
They know you're happy doing this. You're happy coming to us. You are happy that we're coming to you. It makes a huge difference. To me, that's part of being outreach. What's the difference of going into outreach if you're not happy about doing it and servicing it and bringing the library presence to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So give us an example.
There you go.
give us an example, if you would, of like some place you might go and what kind of activities you would do while you're there.
For me personally, and this is just an outreach that I was involved in this past year, and then I'll continue with what I'm doing right now. Greer Heights was working with a group. I was part of three. There was two other staff from the outreach department and then myself, and we traded Thursdays, and we'd meet with the group at Greer Heights. Well, it was parents, caregivers, and children, and getting to know them, songs and stories, but then also asking them, how are you today? How are you today? Not just the little people, but the big people there with you. And then getting their comfort level. It takes a few times. You get that comfort level going. Oh my gosh, you can do so many things, bring so much of the library to them once you've opened up that door to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they know the library's there, but then they know then it's they're welcome. You know, they are welcome. Working with Barbara with the Spanish community over off of Shamrock at Our Lady of Assumption Church. And the big thing, I'm the English component. I chuckle when Barbara says that. And but now I'm understanding exactly what she means. The parents are talking to me, which I knew they would, but now it's more of a warmth. It's more of, hello, how are you? But now it's more when I put my arm like this, they're snuggling in for that hug or whatever, you know, that greeting. A couple of the families, it just blew me away. They showed up at Imagine On for a program last week, and they made sure they came to find me.
Yeah.
You know, so they knew that they weren't too far, even though they passed other branches, but they knew Miss Elizabeth. And, you know, and I speak in English, and they talk in English to me. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. And then they have their, we appreciate their Spanish heritage. We appreciate that component of it. But it's also we're providing them with other opportunities. And their children, you know, it's that English, Spanish. It's amazing.
Right.
And and they want those stories. They want that sharing. But they also want that I am welcome. Well, for me, it's you're not just welcome. It's your right. It's your right to walk in that door. You know, come in. And so that's what I like to relay when I go out to these programs.
I just wanted to add something because Elizabeth is just sharing a perfect example of something that's so important with outreach, and that's building the relationships. It's beyond just delivering a service. When you build a relationship and trust, then we're going to get our customers from the community to come into our location, and it's so important for them to see that familiar face. That's why when I shared earlier, when part of my job is to do outreach system-wide, I work so hard to match the community need, community location with our specific locations, because building that relationship and building that trust is extremely important. Once we have that and you see we have that with Elizabeth, then we're going to get more community members that don't use our locations to come into our locations.
Yeah.
And that's a win for everyone because we get more customers in, but they get more of our free services.
And Barbara and I have talked about having one of our meetings, our group time over the next few weeks is to meet at one of the libraries that are closer to where a lot of these families live.
Okay.
So whether that's Hickory Grove or Plaza Midwood branch, we, you know, of course we'd have to discuss with their, see what's the best time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about maybe it's time that we get some of these groups and let's meet Miss Elizabeth or meet Miss Barbara and Miss Erin at one, and I can meet a group of them if they're closer to this branch, you know, on that particular day that we meet on a Wednesday, you know, that kind of thing. Those are things that kind of opening up, and then you see the possibilities. Then you see the new people that come in some you see the regulars, but then you see the new people come in. Well, then it just all kind of comes together, you know. It's exciting. Right. In fact, that's where I'm heading in just a few minutes. The Spanish outreach, yeah.
Yeah, great. So, Helene, can you give us a perspective on how outreach is organized or managed at the local branches?
Yes, I'd be glad to. As I said before, when I first started, I started as a part-time person. I was hired full-time in 2014, and I looked for other opportunities, thinking, well, with the program I do, I could easily parlay that to another group. Mm-hmm. But what I did find when I became full-time, I took on a lot of other tasks that were required at the branch. And with all those tasks, I'm in charge of the book sale at our branch. I'm in charge of the mending. I do all the supply ordering for our branch. And I know there's other things in there, but
Right. Because
I've taken on so many of those roles, I felt like my time was pretty much squeezed. So I bided my time, and earlier this year, I finally did get an opportunity, thanks to Amrita in the outreach department. She took on this senior nutrition center where they wanted to meet monthly, but the center was located about 2 miles from my branch. So she reached out and said, you know, would you be willing to take this on? And I jumped at it. So this is my other group that I talked about before, where they're a very engaged group, and I'm just having a lot of fun. So I go monthly with this group. I've kept a file of all the programs that I've done over the years at Plantation Estates, so I've been able to parse through my file and say, oh, I'm going to take that book that I used, I'm going to go through my notes and just use that. I still meet every other month with the Plantation Estate mm-hmm. group. That hasn't changed, and I think that's because I'm very, very meticulous in what I choose to share with that group, with my audience. It takes a lot of time for me to pick the perfect book.
Sure.
So, and then going through the book and choosing the bits and pieces and then in my head putting my program together. So with that, I kept that at every other month, and that seems to work out well with that group. I will say that a lot of the books that I use, it's always nonfiction books. I can't do a fiction book with either group. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of a book that I used recently. The title of the book is Parentally Incorrect. And it's basically a book of these little tales from moms who wrote about things that their children have done that makes you pretty much cringe. And when I used this book, it was such a great book to use for either group, because I was able to take my own personal stories, and I would stick a little personal story in every now and then. And I actually started with a story. My older daughter, Miriam, she was 4 years old, and we were living in Massachusetts at the time. And my husband comes home from work, and my daughter runs up to him, and she says, Daddy, guess what? He said, what? And she said, I petted a squirrel. And he looked at her, and he said, what do you mean you petted a squirrel? Was it in the tree? Was it on your little play set? And she put her hands on her hips. She goes, no, Daddy, it was on the side of the road. Okay. So she had petted roadkill. So I started with that story, and I got quite a laugh from that. And then I would ask my audience, do you have a story to share? And so the ones that could share their stories, and just using little examples from my life, asking them for their stories and reading through the book. It was a very fun program.
Yeah, sounds like it. So nothing bad happened after the squirrel petting a roadkill?
Well, of course, the lecture about let's not touch dead animals.
Yeah.
You know, the curiosity of a four-year-old.
Right.
But as far as managing at the branch, when I started my program as a part-timer, as far as I know, I was the only one doing an outside program mm-hmm. at that time. And as we fast forward, we have several staff members from the CERC side doing programs now. Yeah. Besides myself, there are three others that are doing programs. And they'll pair together for their programs. And of course, on the IPS side, they have their programs as well. Mm-hmm. So just speaking for my branch, we do a lot of outreach. And it's great to have the support of our manager who lets us pretty much propose this idea, go with it. And it's great because it makes us feel, I personally feel like a rock star yeah. when I go out in the community. I named my program Library Lessons with Helene. Yeah. I make up a marketing flyer. I send it out a week in advance to the activities person mm-hmm. and they'll print it, they'll post it yeah. so that people can see yeah. that I'm doing a program on this date. I have an image of the book on my flyer. And of course, at the top, it has Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. We have our logo up there. Yeah. So even people who don't come to the program, they, you know, there's an awareness, oh, the library comes here.
Sure. Well, you should send that to other staff in the library system, because I don't know if many people actually advertise their outreach programs to the locations. It's a great idea.
Well, thank you. Actually, after I do a program, I write up my own little report and I send it to Merrill, and I copy my manager and a couple other people right. Just so they can see what I'm doing. Plus, it's nice to share ideas.
Yeah.
I had gotten great ideas from Amrita, so I want to pay it back.
Well, I do shoot out your email about your programs because if it's easier for someone to have that template, and it's especially because your programs are so successful, they don't have to reinvent the wheel and just right. use that program as well. I was very happy to hear that your circulation department is doing so much outreach.
I just know my outreach crowd, the smallest crowd I ever had was six.
Yeah.
And that was the very first time I went to Plantation Estates. And what I was told was, because it was a brand new program, they actually had some sort of a system there. When there's something new, they have certain people they designate to go scope it out.
Yeah.
They'll go to the program, and then they go back and they tell their friends, okay, this is what the program was, and whether they give it a thumbs up, a thumbs down. I thought that was very interesting. My audience, it averages around 15 people, but
yeah.
I had 29 people come to one program at Plantation wow. Estates. I was floored.
Yeah.
It was a good thing we were meeting in the dining room. But then I had one program where I only had eight, and it's because the night before my program, one of the people who would normally come to my program passed away.
Oh.
And the word got out at breakfast, and people were they were very distraught. Yeah. So they didn't feel like coming to the program. And then at McAlpine Terrace, the senior nutrition program, I've been averaging between 15 and 19.
Okay.
So it's a nice size group.
Yeah. And is there anything else either Merrill or Helene would like to share?
I just feel that besides having a lot of satisfaction mm-hmm. going out into the community, I always talk in my programs, I talk about what's going on at the library. One thing that I do with my senior nutrition center, I'm printing out our calendar of events. We do it bi-monthly at our branch. I email it to the director in mm-hmm. advance so that she can get an idea of what's going on at the branch, because these people, they can come to the library. So that's one thing that I'm doing with this group, my Plantation Estates group. They can't come out, so I don't send her that calendar. Another thing that I do is when I present whatever book I'm using, I always say, this book is available for checkout at the library, or I'll mention other books that they might be interested in. And it's just been a blast doing these programs. And as long as I can continue to do it, I am thrilled to do it. It's always interesting mm-hmm. when you're going out into the community. So I remember one time I did this one book. Okay, it was, what was his name? Russ. He used to be the host of Meet the Press. It was Russ. I can't think of his last name. I'm having a senior moment. I'm sorry. But the book, it had to do with, I think it was letters to his father. I did this, I don't know, over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And when I chose the book, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, they may be all sleeping. You know, you don't know how they're going to react to whatever book I'm going to use. But they were so enthralled with that book. And it was just amazing, the attentiveness. And this was my Plantation Estates group. And when I finished that program, they applauded.
Wow.
I never had an audience applaud me before.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. I mean, I walked out of there. I was just ready to burst. I was just so happy that, and you just don't know when I'm looking at books to use and I'm thinking about my particular audience, like, will they appreciate this book? Not every program is going to be a wild success.
Sure.
And you just don't know. It's almost like a crapshoot going in.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know unless you try and you learn from, okay, well, that book was a dud, so I'm not going to do that type of program again. So I look at what works. You're always learning from doing this. And that's a very exciting aspect of it. You can always take away something from what you're doing. That's why I love it.
So I want to thank Meryl and Helene and Elizabeth for joining us today. And I want to thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. To find out more about the Digital Branch, visit us at digitalbranch.samlibrary.org. Look for our upcoming episodes. You can also visit the library's website at www.samlibrary.org. And don't forget to check our calendar and our resources pages. And you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram @CM Library or #CM Library. Thank you very much and have a great day.